So here's the multidimensional game that the devil's playing. He knows he's a defeated foe. This is one reason you know it's a pre-trib rapture, because the devil's a defeated foe, and you're sealed until the day of redemption. You're not going to lose your salvation. And so if the devil's a defeated foe and you're sealed, then when the tribulation hit, it says to not take the mark of the beast, but you are already sealed. The devil's defeated. You're not going to take the mark of the beast if you were to go through the tribulation, but you're not. So you're raptured out, because the body of Christ is not under wrath. You're not under the wrath of God. And so the tribulation period, those who take the mark of the beast are under the wrath of God. The second part of the tribulation. My point is, and also not only that, but when God seals the 144,000 and the two witnesses, then and only then can the devil learn how to do that and seal his people. So God seals his saints in the tribulation before the devil seals his hive mind. But right now you're sealed until the day of redemption. You're born again. You have eternal security. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit because you're part of the church. You're in the church. And the church is not under wrath. The Spirit and the bride say come. So there's a different dispensation happening during the tribulation. And then the church age comes to an end. The reason you know it's a different dispensation is because the 144,000 Jews. Okay? So there's more than 144,000 saved people, all spread out all over the world and across time, cycles, the cycles of time. Some of them are already dead. My point is, it has to be a pre-trib. But anyway, I got sidetracked. Here's the game. When the hive mind knows that you haven't sold out to their system, and the hive mind knows that they can't pull you in, you didn't join their Freemason, you didn't join their secret societies, you didn't join their cults and their isms, you didn't join their fraternities and their sororities, and you didn't join their false doctrine, and you didn't join their false religions, and you didn't go along with faith plus works, and you didn't go along with the occult, which is faith minus Christ. See, Christ minus or Christ plus, faith alone and Jesus alone. And you didn't add to it, you didn't subtract from it. And so the game is this. It's kind of complicated, but once you see it, it's so easy. Because you didn't join up with any of their organizations, you didn't sell your soul to the devil. You sold your soul to God by believing on Jesus. You were bought with a price. You believe on Jesus. You receive Christ into your heart by faith. And so you're born again. So they don't understand born again, because they're not. They think you're just playing. They don't believe you're real or whatever. It's spiritual. It's from above, not below. So they think you're just playing. They think this is a joke. They really think it's a joke. When you say you must be born again, they think you're either crazy or joking or doing it for money or something like that. And so when you don't join the hive, they keep trying. They keep putting stuff out there. Stuff that the temptations that they fell to that made them eventually be compromised, that they can't give out truth because they got compromised. You weren't compromised. Yeah, they can lie about you, make up stuff, and try to defame you. But that's part of the game. Because you're not compromised, you didn't sell out, You stand on the truth no matter what. You believe it. You walk it. You not saying you're perfect, but you believe it and you walk it day by day, moment by moment, and you keep short accounts, and you stand on the truth. And the truth is faith alone and Jesus alone. And because you sold out to that, what do? They can't pull you back. They'll send Delilahs. They'll send Jezebels. They'll send the agents. They'll send the Jesuits. They'll send the Freemasons. They'll send every temptation. They'll send everything they can. Jezebel spirit try to put you in bondage to get you to compromise. They try to get you to drink and drug and everything else. They will send people to get you to go to bars. They want you to kill yourself. They were going to do everything under the sun to get you to compromise or step back, change your mind or whatever. And so all these agents, and a lot of these agents don't even know they're agents. Because a lot of the agents are saved people who are in a box. So when God shows you deep truth, God is teaching you via the Holy Spirit. He's speaking through you. You're walking in the Spirit, not based on a 501(c) church, not based on some cult or ism or denomination, which means D-name. You're not tied into a denomination. You're not tied into some ism, some culture lie, some bloodline lie. And so if you escape the bloodline, if you escape the culture, if you escape the denomination, which means D-name you, if you escape every system that they set up to divide you and compromise you, what are they going to do? They can only try to isolate you. And how can they isolate you from other believers? The other believers who are in boxes, they have a piece of the whole and not to see the whole. And so they get in this little box, and then they attack you. The Bible says not to attack each other. The Bible says not to compare yourself. Why would you attack another born again? You shouldn't. But these people are ignorant because they're being led astray by agents which might be pastors who are sold out to Babylon. They did tie in with the government. They did get compromised. They are compromised at some level. So when you don't compromise with the occult, you don't compromise with the boxes that the ignorant Christians fell into. You don't yoke up with the occult. You don't yoke up with the denomination, which means D-name you. Because you know it's a box. You know it's not the whole truth, it's partial truth. And they'll even tell you when you go to their churches, they'll say, we're the closest to the truth. What do you mean the closest? I want the whole truth. I don't want to be close. I want it all. And so they're content and compromise because they know they're compromised. Deep down, they know that there's stuff going on that the preacher's saying is contradictory that they can't go along with. Doesn't matter what denomination, they all are a box, a 501(c) box, okay? And so the devil created these boxes, these compromised boxes that don't have the whole truth but partial truth. And the devil's created the occult. You're not a part of. You're not a part of the denaming you, the denomination, the division, because a denomination is division. Is the body of Christ divided? No. Even Paul says, I'm glad I didn't baptize any of you. Because some would say, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of this one, I'm of this one. So the division of the body of Christ is D-name, denomination, D-name. What's the nomination on that dollar bill? The word nomination means name. So they're denaming you. So the devil uses these compromised agents to lead The devil will come as an angel of light. So you can't yoke up with the occult. You can't yoke up with the denaming denomination. So you're isolated. And those people who are your friends online or out here, they're going to lie. They're going to send agents, military agents to them and say, look at him. He did this or he is this. He believes this. No, call me on the phone and I'll tell you. This all lies. It's all fake. So they want to isolate you because you're speaking the whole truth and not partial truth, because they want to isolate you to try to get you to kill yourself. And so then when you don't do that, you don't yoke up with the occult, the Wiccans, the Gnostics, the Jesuits, the Freemasons. You don't yoke up with anybody. You don't yoke up with the denominations, the ignorant brethren. And you've got some people who can see it that you're friends with, you talk to. They don't abandon you, but they try to get them. So what can they do? You're whole in Christ. If I was to start a server that had communication on it, you know, like a chat server or a forum, the military industrial complex would be on that server trying to hack it every hour of every day, and they would have bots and they would have false brethren. They'd have people over in another country trying to attack and destroy and take and create division inside that forum. They create division because that's the devil. So I'm telling you, this is the game. It was the game on Yahoo. It was the game on YouTube. It was the game on forums. It was the game on chat. It was the game on YouTube. It was the game on, it's the game on Instagram. It's the same game everywhere. If they can't get you to kill yourself, if they can't get you to compromise, if they can't get you to join up with a divided division body of Christ member, if they can't get you to yoke up with a Jezebel or a Delilah, what else can they do? They can only try to get people not to listen to you with lies and defamation and twisting reality, gaslighting the people who might listen and be free. And those who are stuck in the denomination, I don't even try to pull them out anymore. Because if you talk to them, they're like clones. They're clones of a clone of a clone. If I talk to a Pentecostal, let's say there's a Pentecostal who's really saved, and I go talk to them, they speak the Pentecostal talk. If I go talk to a Methodist who's really saved, they speak the Methodist speak. If I talk to a Baptist clone, they speak like the Baptist. But when you don't speak like a denomination and you go to the whole root truth, source, code, reality, and you can actually see the Bible being played out in 3D, not just on a 2D paper, but being played out in your life. The you know, there was a book written, Experiencing God, I think it was. So when you can actually experience God moment by moment, day by day, you see Him working all the time, 24/7, 7 days a week. He answers your prayer. What you think about appears. The desires of your heart, they happen. They happen within 24 hours sometimes. And sometimes it takes a year or 6 months, but it happens. Because He gives you the desire of your heart. John chapter 14. And so when you live the supernatural life and you actually do videos and show it, say, look, I can think about a bicycle. And it's going to appear, and there it is, and there it is, and there it is, and there it is. I think about a tent, and it's going to appear. There it is. And I'm driving down the road showing the video, showing it's happening as I'm speaking it. It's happening as I'm speaking it because you're outside of time. And so when God reveals that you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, even in 3D, and you can actually show it with a video in real time, and have like 20 videos proving it, they still don't want to believe it. Because they've been blinded by a denomination or the occult or some kind of prejudice or whatever it is, or some lie. And so when you have a supernatural gift that you've exercised, what else are they going to do but attack you and lie about you? They can't kill you unless they get caught and go to jail. They can. The Bible says, "Don't fear those. Don't be afraid of those that can kill the body, but be afraid of the one that can take your soul to hell, namely God." And so, if you're already born again, they, even if they kill you, you're going to heaven. So when I say they can't kill you, it's they lose their game. They don't want to have to kill you unless they can get you to sell out to the devil. And then they, see, if you're saved, you can't lose it. But let's say in their mind, they think you sell out to the devil and you lost your salvation. That's what they think. Then in their mind, they won. But if they just come and shoot you, they lose. Because you didn't deny the faith. You understand what I'm saying? You didn't compromise. You're not compromised. Most people are compromised. They can't speak up. They're worried about their image. They're worried about outward show. They're worried about what somebody's going to say. They're worried about somebody attacking them. They're worried about somebody whatever, you know. They live in fear. If you're compromised, you live in fear. If you're stuck in a box, you live in fear. You're in a box. When somebody tells me our denomination is the closest to the truth, red flag. I want the whole truth. I don't want to be close to the truth. I want the whole truth. And that's what I saw my whole life. And when I started seeing certain denominations contradicting themselves, I stepped out of it. I'm not mad at them. They need that denomination because they're still in the flesh mind. When you're in the flesh mind, you need a box because the box is the birthing box. The flesh mind is being birthed. Apostle Paul says, until Christ be formed in you. You need a box to put you under law and rules and regulations to make you cry out to God and say, God, I'm saved. I don't want to be under law. And he says, okay. Well, you need to walk in the Spirit. But I don't know what that means. Love and truth. It's not rule-based. You deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. It's finished. So when you really get tired of the box life, which is rules and regulations, touch not, taste not, handle not, then you step into the Spirit walk, which is outside of time. It's outside of rules. It's outside of any regulation that any denomination could ever make or man could make or any government can make. You're outside of time. You're outside of rules. That's why Paul said in Romans, he says, give honor to whom honor's due. Even though you're not of this place, while you're walking down here, you give honor. You're actually a water vessel looking at as you're actually like a virtual reality player down here. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You're outside of time. You're already in heaven, and you're down here experiencing it in a virtual reality 3D body, water vessel body, and you're actually in a virtual reality. It's not real. It's a simulation, but it feels real because when you get hurt, you hurt your arm or your knee or you whatever, and it feels real because you're feeling it in the body, but that's part of the process of being cut. It has to feel real. There has to be some pain. No pain, no gain. If you didn't have pain, you wouldn't seek God. You have to go through heartbreak. Whether it's your girlfriend or your wife or whatever, they might die or abandon or leave or cheat or whatever. You have to go through heartbreak so you can experience Jesus came, you had to follow after in series after Jesus. Jesus came down and he went through heartbreak because he came unto his own received him not. His own received him not. And so you have to follow in series after him, and whatever he went through, you got to go through. And they made up all, they created movies about him. They lied about him. They lied about Jesus and his disciples, saying they were, it's just sick stuff that they lied about Jesus and his disciples, and they're going to do it about you. And it's not reality, but they're not really attacking you because they know that you can't be compromised. So they're attacking the people around you to get them to believe a fake reality, to gaslight them so they don't hear what you're saying. Because what you're saying is basically this, that when you're in the flesh mind, you're in a box. And you want to leave the box and move to the spirit mind. But you have to go through the struggles that that box, those rules in that box, rules on a job, rules in the government, rules in the denomination, rules in a cult, a ism, a sorority, a fraternity. I've never been in a fraternity or anything, but I know they follow rules. They have to follow traditions and rituals. I know they do. I don't even have to be a part of it. I just know it because that's religion. And so they follow these rituals, the Freemason rituals, the Jesuit rituals. And so when you are not a part of that, you've escaped it because you entered into the spirit walk. Instead of being a caterpillar struggling, I can't walk the Christian life. You were transformed into a butterfly, which you fly above the law because you're a law to yourself. And so you're not struggling anymore. You don't struggle to walk the Christian life because you know you can't do it anyway. That's what the box was about. The preacher saying, you better not miss a day of church. Well, what if I'm sick? What if I need to go on vacation? What if I just don't want to show up? Well, you better not miss a day of church. Yeah, but I don't want to go today. Well, you're evil. That's the flesh. That's not true. What are the works of God? To believe on his son whom he sent. And so they put you back under law. Let him be accursed who preaches another gospel. And if they're putting you back under law, you're going to be bitter. You're going to have a sour face. That's why all these denomination people are not happy. And they're always running. They don't know how to be. They don't know how to hear from the Holy Spirit. They're just surrounded by noise and surrounded by activity. They can't be happy because they're always active. Because they think they got to do something to be right before God. Even though they got saved by faith, they go back under doing. It's just being, people. And so the purpose of the box life is to cut you so much that you cry out to God and said, I can't do this. And he says, now you're where I want you. So reach up by faith. You're saved by faith. You walk by faith. You got saved by faith, right? Yeah. So why are you trying to do rule-based living? You can't. So you walk by faith. You walk in love and truth. Renew your mind. Walk in the spirit, not under rules, not in some box, not in some man-made cultism or organization. You're free of organizations. You're free of cults and isms and denominations and traditions and he said, she said. You're free, 100% free, and the Jezebel system don't like your freedom. Just like if you were to go date a Jezebel, she would try to pull you into her little world and try to put you in bondage. And then she would have all these nets and bands and strings and all that to try to keep you in her little cocoon world, to kill you slowly and to vampire off of you and to play mind games and demasculate you. And then when you just step out of that, because you're not of that, this shock, she wants to kill you. You know she wants to kill you because the system wants to kill you, because she has the same mindset as a narcissistic Jezebel who's in the system. They don't like your freedom. They hate your total freedom in Christ. And so they got to defame you. They got to lie about you. They got to do deep fakes. They got to do everything they can to shut down your freedom, because your freedom is so... what's the word where other people catch on? That it would just grow exponentially. And so the devil is a defeated foe, so he has to bring a thousand points of light to shut you down. Just like the concubine shut down Solomon. Solomon, the wisest man ever, he stepped back into bondage instead of being free. And so this whole game attacking those who say the simplicity of Jesus, the freedom in Jesus, that, yeah, you're going to mess up. You might drink a beer. You might say a curse word. You might shoot somebody the bird going down the highway, but that's not who you are. You don't have to live in guilt, shame, condemnation. Claim the blood, say, Lord, I'm sorry, and keep going. And you get better and better at the walk as you die more, renew your mind more, and you walk by faith more, and you as you renew your mind, you think different. So as you start to see, what I'm telling you is it's not a works-based salvation at any level. You get saved by faith, and then as you struggle, the purpose of that struggle is to get you to walk by faith. You're saved by faith, you walk by faith. And Paul said, I travail in birth pains until Christ be formed in you. And then once Christ is formed in you, you're not of this system at all. You're not connected to time, to space, to jobs, to cities, to bloodline, to culture. You might know somebody in China or Russia who's saved at Spearfield, and that's your brother or sister. You're connected 100%. You're one with all the saints, the born-again saints. But these denominations, they attack you. These fake leaders in these denominations get these young believers who are still under law, and they get them all stirred up with some kind of ism or some kind of tradition to attack you who are free. They're slaves. Why would they attack you? They're slaves to some rule-based living. You're free in Christ. Why would they attack you? Because they're jealous deep down. They don't even know they're jealous. They're envious and jealous of your freedom. And Paul said, we wouldn't even let them come in and bring take away our freedom and put us back under bondage. Not even 1 hour. I hope you can hear me. Because if you can hear me, you can move from the caterpillar to the butterfly life. And so when you move from a caterpillar life, notice all the hard work, all the legs and the hard work of a caterpillar. You move from all that hard work to rest. The butterfly's resting. The wind blows, it opens its wings and it flies. The caterpillar has to climb that mountain, climb that hill, climb that rock. He's tired, he's sweating. The butterfly's not even sweating. He's just chilling because he's a new creature. I am that I am in Christ, who is the I am. And I am a person because Jesus is the Son, and I'm per the Son. I don't have to do anything but believe on Jesus by faith, and I appropriate it by faith, and it's finished. I'm done. So they can lie and attack and defame and try to get you to listen to suicide sheep. But when you're free from the whole system and you see through the whole system that it's a demonic psyop to the hilt, then this is not even your home. I don't care what they say, what they do, because it's all lies. They don't know me. Your bloodline don't know you anymore. Your denomination people don't know you anymore. The cults, the isms, the society, the only people who know you are the Spirit-filled believers who are free in Christ, who keep short accounts, and they just walk, they just enjoy life. They're just happy. They have joy no matter what happens because they know that it's finished and God is going to sustain you. He will not put more on you than you can bear. People die and pass off the scene. Well, I'll see you in heaven if you're saved. If you rejected Jesus, you know, it's on you. It's sad, but it was your choice. We gave you the gospel for 20, 30 years and you still rejected it. So I guess you chose hell. But if you die and you're saved, we'll see you soon. That's how confident we are. There's no depression when somebody dies. If they're saved, they're better off. The Bible says, precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. They're better off. Why cry? Why be depressed? You might be sad for a day or two or whatever, or a week or whatever, but go wash your face, get up, and keep the vision. Without a vision, the people perish. See, are you worshiping a human or are you worshiping God? A human is going to die. That's why they have mortal bodies. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body. You're walking around in a dead body, but it's sustained by his spirit. It's clay. It's dead skin. You're walking around in a dead body. The only thing sustaining it is the blood going through it and the Spirit of God sustaining you. Otherwise, you're dead. The body's dead. The body's not even who you are. Who are you? You're not your body. You're in Christ. You're sons of God. If you're a female, you're daughters of God. But when you see Jesus, you'll be like him. There's no male and female in heaven. On earth, there is. That's why it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And anybody who tells you any different is delusional. When you get your new body, it's a light body. You're a shapeshifter. When you rule and reign for 1,000 years, you can be a shapeshifter then as kings and priests. The people who are human, have the human body, they won't be able to, they can't, you could be shapeshifting right in front of them, but they couldn't see it because they can't understand what's outside of them. In other words, God had to give you an earth, just a mirror image of your human body, the clay, the water, the minerals in your body are rocks, the rocks. God had to give you an earth that's you. You can only understand what you are. So when he gives you the Holy Spirit, then you can see deeper stuff. Because this is why they're spiritually discerned, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. They can't hear you because you're an extraterrestrial. You're not from here anymore. And so when you speak, you're speaking from above. And they can't hear you because they only speak from below. They're stuck in the time loop. They're in the cycle of time. They don't even see time as a cycle. They see it as linear. And I've been saved a long time. I didn't see it until God revealed it to me through the code. If the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, that means every day's the same. That's all you need right there, one verse. There's nothing new under the sun. That means every day's the same. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. The only thing new is in the Spirit. That's what will make you happy right there. So the game here, in a nutshell, what is the game? The game is to try to pull you back into some box, some 666 cube box, some denomination, some 501(c), some touch not, taste not, handle not, cultism, organization box that everybody's fighting amongst themselves. Instead of being in oneness, they want you in division. And the only way you're going to have true oneness is walking the Spirit. Because if you walk in the energy of the flesh, it's always division. And it's under rules, it's under law. And you can't escape according to the energy of the flesh. If you're trying to be good enough, you'll never make it. You'll get worse. The harder you try to live the good life without just being, the harder it gets. It's already done. Rest in it. You already have the Holy Spirit. You already have the counselor. You already have the teacher within you. You don't need to do anything now except to be, to renew your mind and just rest. It's finished. It's done. Those people around you, and I know they're around you, trying to put you back under rules, guilt, shame, condemnation. Look what you did in the past. You're not doing, why ain't you doing this? You better be doing this. You better read your Bible every 3 hours. You better not look at that. You better not go here. You better not say that. You better not be friends with them. Hey, if I want to be friends with a witch to try to get her saved, and I'm strong enough, I wouldn't be friends with her for long. But let's say I tried to be friends with a witch to get her saved. Just, I know God would remove her if it was too dangerous. But my point is, why would they want to stop me? And I'm not saying being friends. I'm just saying acquaintance. If I wanted just to talk to a person for a season to try to get them to see the truth, why would a born-again saint from a denomination get mad and tell me not to talk to that person? I thought we were trying to win people. I'm not joining up with them. See, they're afraid that they, because they don't have the power to overcome that. They're afraid. They're trying to put onto you what they're really afraid of. I'm not afraid of a witch. I'm not afraid of a Wiccan. I'm not afraid of an occultist. Because I asked God for the truth and he showed me. The occult stuff, the unseen realm, points back to Jesus. It doesn't point back to the devil. The Antichrist is just the anti of Christ. It's upside down. It's upside down pyramid. The unseen, the esoteric realm points to Jesus. It points to Jesus and his body. That's it in a nutshell. Everything in front of you, whether it's reap what you sow, whether it's magnets, whether it's give and receive in life, everything points back to Jesus and his body and what he did at the cross. You want to know what the real esoteric occult truth is? The occult means just hidden. Everything is at the cross. Everything is, the archetype of everything is what happened at the cross. All movies, all music, everything is, it already happened at the cross. It's just a repeat story of that. You're in series and sequence after what happened at the cross. And so you're learning to take up your cross, to leave the flesh mind, to walk in the spirit mind. And you can't walk in the spirit mind unless you die daily, take up your cross, and give up your own understanding and believe what the Bible says and believe what God says and rightly divide it, you know. But if you go by your own understanding, you go back in the flesh. What am I saying? If they've isolated you, if they've shut you down, it's okay. God is always going to make a way. Just pray. You need somebody to talk to, just pray. God will send you somebody. I know they surround you with demons. I know they surround you with agents and false brethren. I know you're surrounded by them. I know it because the devil is a defeated foe, so he has to have like 1,000 agents around you to get you, false brethren around you to pull you into like craziness. What's going on? They just do mind games on you. That's all they're doing. It's MK Ultra mind control. But now you know the truth. They're agents. You know they're agents. Because they always stay in division. And if they want to bring you into their little unity, it's usually a cult or ism, and they're doing something ridiculous. They're either doing drugs or drinking, or they're all in some kind of, they're all sleeping together or something. They're doing something just crazy, and they call it oneness when it's not. True oneness is walking in the spirit according to what's right. They want to pull you into some kind of compromise situation that you have to drink or you have to do. You don't have to, but they mind control you. Think you got to drink just to deal with it. You can just get up and leave. You're free. If let's say you started dating a Jezebel and you were just caught up with a Jezebel, and then one day you just said, you know, this person's a liar, this person's a narcissist, I'm leaving, and you just get up and you leave. It's that easy. You just leave. It's not hard. One day you wake up and say, why am I drinking? I'm killing myself. You just quit drinking. Why am I smoking? I'm killing my. My lungs are part of the cleansing. Why am I smoke? You just quit smoking. You just quit. You had the power. Once you quit drinking or whatever the bad habit is, their agents are going to come in and say, hey, let's go to the bar. Let's drink. Because they're agents. They can be taken captive at will. They don't even know they're agents. Some of them do, but most of them don't. That's how deep this rabbit hole is. It's ridiculous. It's insane. Most of the people in a denomination 501(c) are drinking. I know the and most of the women in the 501(c), 90% of them are on Valiums or Xanax or something. I had a pastor tell me that. I'm talking a pastor who pastored for 40 years. He said, most of the women in my church, 90% of them are on Valiums or Xanax or some kind of drug. And most of the men are drinking. Because they're not walking in the spirit. They're trying to be good enough in the energy flesh. And you can't be good enough in your own power. You can't do it.